been there, done that. It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the home page. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And, of course, if you're interested in more information about the NuPro supplements, when you're on the homepage of MarthaNorwalk.com, watch for that NuPro link. It's a yellow background, black letters. Click on that. That will take you to the NuPro supplements website, or you can address your own email or website program to www.nuprosupplements.com. And if you would like to call them, you'll actually speak to a real person. And how cool is that? Janice and I were just discussing that we technologically are not all that into it, and we'd rather talk than type. So if you've got questions, want to talk to a real person about NuPro, don't call her now. She's talking to me. But, you know, later you can call. And probably during the week, good thing. But anyway, it's 800-360-3300. That's 1-800-360-3300. If you need to be in touch with Animal World while we are on the air, you can call us. Remember, no call screener today. Mike Roberge is here and covering all the bases. He may just put you on hold until he can get in the other room to talk to you. But you'll know the phone's been answered because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ear. Just hold on until he gets there. The local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-KKNW. You can shoot us an email anytime while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive Animal World@hotmail.com. You can be in touch with me or Animal World anytime by going to the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. Lots of good stuff for you there. Click on current events for the current event stuff and the pictures of Buzzy and his littermates. So cute. 10-day-old picture and 4-week-old pictures. Oh, just so adorable. Can't wait to bring that boy home. And you can shoot me an email, click the Contact Martha link, or address your own email program to MarthaLight@AOL.com. And if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. It's easier for me to send to Rhonda, the webmaster, webmistress that way. But if you want to mail something like Ed does, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, 19916, Old Owen Road, number 251, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Now, if you are interested in my services as an animal behavior therapist or trainer, I work privately in your home with you and your animal friends or over the phone. Real reasonably priced. And primarily I work with dogs and cats, but a lot of what I teach applies to all animals. I always do a free no-obligation telephone evaluation. So you or anyone you know is having problems with their animal friends, it's always worth giving me a call. Sometimes I can solve your problem for free in just a couple minutes on the phone. If I am not the best person for you to work with, I probably know who is. I'll refer you on. And if we need to do a session, we'll set something up. So you can email me about that at MarthaLight@AOL.com or use the Contact Martha Inc. link on the website. But the best way to get a hold of me is to call, and if you don't catch me by the phone, doesn't necessarily mean I'm not there. I could be you know where doing you know what and don't have the phone or playing with the cats or something. So leave a message, but bug my voicemail. And the number is 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Bug my voicemail, and we'll fix up whatever is going on with your animal friends. And once again, it's NuPro Pet Supplements, NuPro Supplements, and the website is www.nupro.com/supplements. That's with a P, N-U-P-R-O, supplements.com. And the 800 number is 800-360-3300. Oh, and I want to tell you that I also write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. Look for that. It's free in lots of locations around the Pacific Northwest here. You can have a subscription mailed to you, or you can read it online. And, of course, I write about animals and stuff. And I have started this month a new series. I am covering all the bases on animals and kids. So I'm starting with, if you're pregnant, you already have animal kids, you're pregnant, bringing a human baby in, all the stuff you need to know to integrate everybody and have it successful. And I will even work my way up to, what if the dog's already biting the kids? Can you work that out? And the answer is, in the vast majority of cases, yes, you can. And so I'm going to be writing about all of that. So you're going to want to pay attention. www.newspiritjournal.com. All right. I think that covers all the bases. So let's get back to my guest. President, CEO, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer of NuPro Supplements from New Jersey. It's Janice. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
Well, I guess it's afternoon with you where you are, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's like way in the afternoon, but we don't say New Jersey. That's for y'all to say that.
That's what we all say. Okay, so what is the correct pronunciation?
New Jersey.
Oh, just like we would normally say it.
That's right.
New Jersey. I don't know
where that other accent came from.
No, we were probably just making fun of you.
I think it was the New Yorkers. They did it.
That could be. That could be. We've got to blame somebody. Can't possibly
That's right.
Be,
oh, I totally blame New York.
Yeah. So are you anywhere as close to the Jersey Shore and all that nonsense?
Definitely. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Yeah. All the tourists have gone home. We can run the dogs on the beach now, which is the most awesome thing. And we have a lot of fun.
Excellent. Excellent. And did all that crazy stuff really happen back there?
I guess only if you watch a TV show.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. All right, yeah. We were just really getting into the details about the NuPro supplements, and we found out that there is a powdered supplement for horses.
Yes.
A powdered supplement for dogs.
Right.
And a nugget supplement for cats.
That's right.
But actually, the cats can eat the dog powder if they want to, and
yep,
you can crush up the pellets, or vice versa, and you can crush up the kitty pellets. If you want to turn it into a powder.
Right.
And now, are those, does that complete the line of products from Nupro, or are there others?
No, we also have products for ferrets, people that have ferrets out there. We have a powder product for the ferrets.
Oh.
And we also have an electrolyte product, which is not for sick animals. This is more for your performance animals, the people that have working dogs, agility dogs. Police work, people that do search and rescue.
Yeah, we have a lot of that agility stuff, a lot of that competition stuff going on out here. So it's an electrolyte product for the animals themselves.
Yes, and it's a powder also. So that's a great thing about it because a lot of people buy something that's already in the liquid or the Pedialyte or something else, and you have to use that up.
Yeah, I was thinking of when you said electrolytes, I think of liquid.
Mm-hmm.
But yours is actually a powder.
Yeah, you make your own liquid. This way, it lasts a long time. You could take it with you, make it whenever you need it. You can pre-mix it, bring it on the road, take it hiking, whatever. And it's great because now you're replacing. Now, I know that there's a lot of talk out there, pros and cons about electrolytes. A lot of people say animals don't need it, specifically dogs don't need it. They make their own, and there's all these other theories coming out. But what they're forgetting is that we're talking about animals that are under stress.
Yeah.
We're not talking about animals that are sitting at home in the air conditioner in the summertime and they're enjoying the cool air with their humans and they're laying on the couch. These are dogs that are out there working, dogs that do patrolling, dogs that do search and rescue. There are dogs that do arson and firework, and they're out in hot situations all the time. What about military dogs in Iraq? We send a lot of free product over to Iraq for the soldiers' dogs over there.
Well, bless your heart. I would think that would be incredibly important for them over
there. Yes. Not only do they need a strong immune system, but they need protection from the heat, and they need to have their electrolytes functioning in their body so that they don't get dehydrated. They're out in the desert. And so we do. We were contacted by Working Dogs of the website. I forget the website, but it's Working Dogs, Military Working Dogs in America. And they had contacted us several years ago, and they had done a fundraiser, and they raised enough money, and they called up, and they wanted to send the Nupro products out to the soldiers in the field. And I said, well, you know what? Save your money for the shipping, because I'm going to give you the product for free. And that's our way of getting of giving back. We do a lot of that. You had mentioned Posado also, and we have donated products to them over the years for their raffle so they can raise money, and a lot of other rescue agencies. We do that constantly. But getting back to the military, I felt so strong in my heart and everybody here that this was our way of, if we can help the canines help the soldiers, and a bright, alert dog is going to save somebody's life instead of them being, you know, overcome by the heat or malnutrition or whatever they have out in the field. We can keep that dog super strong and immune system at its optimum. Those dogs are going to protect those people out there.
Way to go, Janice. That's cool.
I mean, I love my country, and that's our way of being able to help.
Cool. Lyric just called in, Janice, to let me know that she has a non-gluten recipe for pie crust.
Wow.
You didn't hear me say, Lyric, I'm not a baker. Can I get you to bake me a pumpkin pie with non-gluten crust?
Yeah, but you know what? You said you were going to eat pumpkin pie. Just eat the pumpkin. That's the best part anyway. Who needs the crust? That only adds weight.
Oh, you know, but, you know, the pumpkin kind of melts, you know, leaks into the crust on the bottom, and that's good.
The crust is a big part of it.
Yeah, the crust is a big part of it. And then not to mention all the whipped cream on top.
I won't go in that direction.
Mix it with yogurt. Yogurt and pumpkin is really good. I just discovered that recently, and I've been doing that.
That's very good. That's a real good combination.
I mean, there's ways to get around it, because I'm trying to stay gluten, you know, away from the gluten stuff, too. It's just not good for our bodies.
No. Oh, and I had a major experience with that, because when I was at class Wednesday night, I usually bring, because we have in between our meditation and sadhana, before we do our class, we have, you know, snacks and usually like vegetables and chips and some dips and a sweet and a savory. And I usually bring a box of gluten-free cookies, so I have something to eat so I don't have to eat the other sweet stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, one of our guys in the class is a really good baker, you know, like Mike, and he brought to die for brownies. And, of course, they weren't gluten-free. And I had forgotten to bring gluten-free cookies. And I've only been doing this for a few months. Maybe 2-3 months I've been doing this gluten-free. And I have noticed a difference. I feel a lot better. But, you know, those brownies were just speaking to me, man.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't have the gluten-free cookies. And I just decided I'm eating them. And so I ate a couple. They were so good. And I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to mess up, I'm messing up big time. I ate two more.
Ooh.
Well, let me tell you, it hit me like a brick wall. With just in a few minutes of eating them, I was so tired and logy, I could barely stay awake, and I could hardly function mentally. Uh-huh. And yep. I mean, it was just a major wake-up call for me that, you know, you aren't just whistling Dixie here, honey. You do have a reaction to this gluten business.
Mm-hmm. So and I think not to mention the sugar and everything else that was in there.
Yeah, well, I can handle that stuff because, you know, I do. But the gluten, that was the big deal. Because I, you know, I'm good with chocolate. I'm down with chocolate. Now, you know, it's the good dark chocolate, but I'm down with chocolate. But boy, I'll tell you, it just knocked me in the you know where.
Yep.
And boy, so and speaking of, so I think it was my farewell voyage with brownies and all that kind of stuff. And I will not forget to bring gluten-free cookies again.
Well, see, sometimes that's the wake-up call, just like with anything else. I mean, that was what you could say was your swan song. It's not worth it.
That was it, my swan song. Speaking of swan song, when we started this hour, I don't know if you all realized it, but that was our swan song version of the Red Red Robin, because Red Red Robin be going on vacation for a while because we're going to be playing with the Jingle Cats and doing all our holiday programming starting next week. So Mike and I had to bounce around, dance a little bit to Red Red Robin, say goodbye, because next week, oh boy, yeah, it'll be time for Christmas. It'll be after Thanksgiving, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm still a traditionalist. Then it's okay to start holiday stuff.
I agree, but I've been riding around, and people for the last couple of weeks have had their Christmas trees up already. I could see it through the windows.
Oh, did I tell you, I went to Costco last week, and I hadn't been there for a month or so, and I wasn't prepared. I walked in the door, and bam, it was Christmas.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no.
Don't make sure you don't miss it, that's for sure.
Oh, no. I wasn't ready. It was a shock to my system.
I know, me too.
All right. Next week, we will start Animal World. I will start Animal World next. We'll do Animal World next week, but we will start our holiday. So I have to be politically correct. Holiday. Well, we do, and we do, there's some other stuff. I know there's something. There's other stuff, but we do Christmas with the Jingle Cats, and because the Jingle Cats do my all-time favorite, in my opinion, the best version of Hava Nagila ever recorded, we do a special Hanukkah show. And we just play the you-know-what out of Hava Nagila with the Jingle Cats, and it's just too much fun. And, oh, no, what's this? Mike's a toll-free number for Posado. I don't believe they have a toll-free number that I know of. Their phone number, though, for Posado Safe Haven, their website is www.posadosafehaven.org, and their phone number I just happen to know because they're in my neighborhood. It's 360, and it's an easy number, 360-793-9393, but as long as I've known Posado, I have never heard a toll-free number for them, Athena, so sorry, can't. That's the best I can do for you. Okay, business taken care of, and except that, did Lyric call back and say she's making me a gluten-free pumpkin pie? Well, you know, one could hope.
I'm getting one, but I don't think you are.
Well, did she give you the recipe? You're the baker. Did she give you the recipe for the gluten-free pumpkin pie, and you can make me one? Oh, that would be a very nice dating thing to do.
That's
did you know, Janice,
point.
Mike and
that,
I are dating
That's not date now. Number two or three stuff.
No, making me a gluten-free pumpkin pie is probably year one or year two,
don't you think?
Oh, man. I got to wait for next year for a gluten-free pumpkin pie?
You don't want to set the bar too high. At least I don't want to set the bar too high in terms of expectations.
I don't know if you remember, Janice, but Gary Hill was my production engineer for 8.5 years, and we became radio spouses. Well, he retired to take care of his kids on Sunday, so Mike has taken over the production engineer position here on Animal World, and this is just our second week together, so we're still dating. So,
I can see.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're already talking him into making a pie, so I don't...
Well, you know,
No. She was talking about the notion of perhaps that I might consider at some point in time.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I got a totally different reading on that.
Yeah, well, see, I think it's time.
Interpretation is everything.
I think you need to make her a pie.
Yeah, well, I think so,
that's
too.
That's way too soon in the dating progression to do something like that. Because then how would I follow that up? What you want to do is follow up with an apple pie, with a cherry pie, with a rhubarb strawberry pie.
I mean, lots of pies. You want to under-promise and over-deliver. Oh, I see. Is that the way you go?
It's a progression.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, perhaps you have more experience with this than I do.
Oh, let's not go there. Okay.
Remember, I told you early on we were talking about having a dating show. I was just going to say, ladies, it just isn't worth it.
And well, I told you what my old proverb is.
Yoga instead. It's much
maybe you'll
better.
Get some surprises.
Yeah, you never know. Okay. All right. Well, so where the heck were we? We're talking about, you were talking about a new pro supplement for ferrets.
Right.
Now,
yep,
is that something we can buy at the pet store?
Yes, it is.
All right. And what does it cost?
Most of the pet stores that would have it would be the ones that specialize in small animals, too. I don't know if every single pet store is going to have it, but, hey, they can always give us a holler. We could tell them where to get it or send it to them from here.
All right. And did you say we can buy NuPro products on your website or not?
Not right now. We're working on that.
Oh,
we never had selling off of our website, but we will, I'm going to say, in the next couple of weeks or so. We're working on that right now. So,
But
people can still call. They can send us an email, anything. We're still here. We have the 800 number. Doesn't cost anything. Give us a holler. Because if we could find a store in your neighborhood, a local store, like we said before, I support the local stores. And if we can find one in your area that has a NuPro, go right in there and get it. It's easier and you don't have to pay shipping.
Well, does one of our sponsors is, besides NuPro, Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. Does Jones & Company carry NuPro supplements?
Because
they have ferrets in the store. They ought to.
Yeah, they might. I don't know. Because we have a lot of distributors, so I'm not privy to talking to every single store owner anymore. I used to in the good old days. But now with the distributors, they take over, and then everybody deals with reps.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be up at the store because all my kitties and I are going up to see Dr. Bill at the vet in Marysville on Tuesday. And I am then going to stop by Jones & Company Pets to pick up supplies. I'm going to look to see if they've got NuPro on the shelf.
And if they don't,
I'll be telling them they need to.
That's right, because you know what? What else is in our product? We've got the Norwegian kelp, which is for your minerals and greens, which is awesome. It's in the cold, icy waters of Norway, and you have the best minerals come out of that kelp. Best on the earth. Then you've got the bee pollen. Everybody knows what bee pollen is, and if you don't, look it up. There's so much research on bee pollen. Do you realize that you can actually live on bee pollen alone and not eat anything else because it's such a complete food?
Yeah, it's really fabulous stuff. I actually take bee pollen tablets.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. And the bees told me to.
And they told me they wanted me to.
Well, they're making it for you.
Yeah, they are.
That's what they do.
They are.
I mean, if we don't use bee pollen and we don't take honey, you're doing the bees a disservice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do just a timeout here because Lyric, Athena called back and she wants us to give your phone number out on the air because I'm assuming she wants that non-gluten recipe for pie dough. But I don't want to give your phone number out, Lyric, unless it's okay with you. So call us back if it's okay for me to give out your phone number. There we go. All right. So bee pollen, what else have we got in NuPro?
And we have nutritional yeast in there. Not brewer's yeast. You'll find a lot of products out there with brewer's yeast.
Yeah, and isn't brewer's yeast is after the brewers have used it and it's all used up?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's also a source of grains, corns, wheats, gluten. We don't know what's in brewer's yeast. It could be anything.
So you use nutritional yeast, which is a whole different ballgame.
Right. It's grown on a vegetable source.
Yeah, I heard
that too. It doesn't have any grains. And that's the difference. So people have to look at the label and they have to see what's in products because they might have a colorful name or a colorful package or advertise, you know, out the clausule on TV, radio, websites, whatever. But the thing is you have to know your ingredients. And nutritional yeast culture is totally different from brewer's yeast. Brewer's yeast is cheaper. It is still a source of B vitamins, and it still does help the skin and coat. But if you have an animal that has grain allergies or an animal that can't take, glutens or corn or anything like that, you start giving brewer's yeast, that's a double-edged sword. You're trying to help your animal, but at the same time, you're giving them something that's going to, potentially give them an aggravation.
Yep, it can be a real problem. But nutritional yeast is a different ballgame.
Right. Plus, it's also, nutritional yeast is non-active. You see, brewer's yeast, being it came from the brewery industry, is an active yeast. So you can aggravate an active allergy with yeast or some other problem. But with nutritional yeast, it's an inactive yeast. It won't cause yeast infection. It won't perpetuate one, and it won't start one.
Wonderful.
And that's another thing.
So anything else in New Pro that we need to know about?
We have the flaxseed, which is your essential fatty acids.
Yeah.
You've got lecithin, which is awesome for the brain. You have calcium in there. There's lactobacillus acidophilus, which is one of the key ingredients, because you have to be able to digest this product.
Yeah.
And this way, that's why it works. A lot of people don't have lactobacillus in their product. And if your animal is an older animal, because we have a senior formula for the dogs that has the glucosamine and everything else in there, if you don't have the lactobacillus to help them digest, they're not getting 100% out of the product. That's why this product works so well, because the animals can digest it. When you're able to get that intestinal flora working, when the digestive system's working better, wonderful things happen. Really what this product is doing is making your animal repair itself by itself. All we're doing is giving the ingredients so that the immune system can pick it up and work with it. It's not a miracle. It's just making your animal's body do what it's supposed to do. Same thing like we mentioned before. If you don't put the right gasoline in your car, it's not going to run. You don't put the right supplement into your animal, it's not going to get the benefit out of it. This is going to help with excessive shedding. Those German Shepherds and Goldens that shed all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help with that.
Excellent, excellent. So we've got, we have a product for horses. We have a new pro supplement for dogs, but you also said it comes in a senior formula as well.
Yes, the senior formula has the silver label. The regular formula has the gold label.
Uh-huh.
That's for your puppies, dogs in midlife. The dogs that are around 4 or 5 years old need to get on the joint support, because now we're giving you, remember when we said it was all in one, now we're giving you something that, again, instead of opening up a bottle of pills, you're getting stuff in here for skin, coat, immune system, everything, plus the joints, because you have your glucosamine, your chondroitins, your MSM for inflammation, and your Ester C, which is a proven product to work on the joints also.
Excellent. So next spring or summer, when I get my golden retriever puppy,
mm-hmm,
this is what I will put my puppy on, the canine Nupro.
Right, just the regular
one.
Unless the dog has an issue, under a year old, there's no need for glucosamine. Now, people that have the large breed dogs like giving glucosamine right away. I still believe after a year is when you would start. I don't really think it's necessary under a year old.
So that's in the senior stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
stuff.
So I'm just going to give the regular Nupro canine.
Right, and even though I call it a senior product, it's also the product that the police dogs, the military dogs, the active dogs use too, because now, again, getting back to another point we had made before, the dog that's sitting at home and playing, being the family pet, jogging with you, doing those things, those are all normal things that the dog wants to do and loves to do. Not that working is not something the dog loves to do, but when you put a dog to work, whether it's agility, police work, search and rescue, weight pulling, whatever, you're putting pressure on those legs and those joints that is not a normal thing for the canine to do. They love it. We love it. Everybody's happy doing it. But now you're putting the animal under stress. So when you have stress involved, you need to give elements to take away the stress. And that's why people that jog, run, marathons, they're all on glucosamine products and stuff like that, because you need to keep those joints healthy.
All right. So to kind of round this all out, then we have the cat formula, and then we've got the ferret formula.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got an electrolyte formula. Is that just called like Nupro electrolytes or something?
Yeah, it's a Nupro custom electrolyte formula, and it's a powder. It's a white powder, and it dissolves into the water, or you can put it into the food. For people that do performance animals, you put it into the food a couple of days before, make sure the animal gets it, and then the day of the event, it's in the water. You could still put some in the food, but definitely in the water after the event, so that the recovery time. And people that are out in hot weather, you need to be giving electrolytes, every other day. People that are racing or doing anything else with their dogs, electrolytes can be ideally focused because this is something that the dogs are out and they're under stress every day. This is not a product for sick animals or animals that need to be rehydrated because there is sodium in there. And if you have an ill animal and there's something with the liver, kidneys, or heart, you have to restrict your sodium intake. So this would not be the product for that.
All right. Well, now we are going to take our last opportunity to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And if you pay attention, folks, because you remember, this is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. You'll be hearing about NuPro during this time. And then when we come back, Janice has an announcement because I understand she's working on something new that's really special. So we'll find out about that, and then hopefully we'll have some time to talk about the horses before we are done today. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones and Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones and Company Pets, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones and Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones and Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones and Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10. Good gab, great guest. It's all about the art of dynamic living, shared by celebrated people from all walks of life, many with a claim to fame. Then at 11, The Gary Mance Show. 2 hours of mastery and mystery from transformational teachers that show you how to get to where you want to go in life, to lively discussions of the world's most perplexing paranormal phenomena. That's Manson Mitchell, Saturday mornings at 10, followed by The Gary Mance Show at 11 Pacific on Alternative Talk, 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3700. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
Hi, I'm Jan, and my co-hosts are
Carolyn and Jeannie.
Have you ever wondered about your future or even you? Well, wonder no more, because the psychic speaks to you every Sunday at noon. We will have lots of fun with you and our guests. Just tune in and give us a call. So join us on our new show, The Psychic Speaks, at noon on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We've been spending today with Janice and talking all about the NuPro supplements. You still with me, Janice?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, exciting news, because you let it slip earlier when we were chatting that something new's coming along.
Well, you know, there's so much out there as far as severely compromised immune systems in a lot of canines today.
That is
and
so
again,
true.
And that can go back to the food situation, the horrible things that were in the food for generations for these animals, and I think a lot of it's coming back to, as they say, bitus.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't even know anybody at this point that has an animal that's in its senior years that hasn't wrestled with cancer at some point.
That's true.
And there are a lot of things that have been out for many years that people are now going back and looking at and saying, hey, you know, there's something to these ingredients that can take out inflammation. Inflammation is a big problem in humans and in animals, and inflammation is what causes a lot of the diseases that we have today, like diabetes, and, you know, I mean, you could just name so many things, you know, stomach problems, so many things. A lot of these can all be traced back to inflammation. And I was recently speaking with a medical doctor who's an oncologist who has a product out for people called Jiva, and it addresses the inflammation situation in mm-hmm. people, and is able to shrink tumors, do a lot of different things. And obviously, I would have to say, if it's caught early enough, not that these products can't do things in later stages, but it's always harder. So the more that you can keep your immune system up and have, you know, the ability to fight infection, fight inflammation, these things can, you know, help our canine friends as well as us, and felines too, you know, stay one step ahead of these diseases that are just rampant. I mean, I know a friend who has a Labrador, well-bred dog, was the same age as my dog, and at 4 years old, he lost him to some kind of a blood cancer. Mm. You know, that's way too early, and that's way too strange, and we're getting more and more of that. And you guys have probably heard about this canine influenza that's on the East Coast now, or more.
Yeah, there's a blurb on the Mercola website. They had sent out an email. Dr. Becker, Karen Becker, sent out a whole blurb about this canine flu that's out there, and it's similar to a kennel cough, but it's very contagious, very virulent.
Yeah, and they say it's something new. It's only been in the last few years. Now, where is this coming from?
I think I remember it mutated from something. I don't remember where it started and what kind of animal, but it mutated and now is affecting dogs.
Hmm.
But it was an excellent article about it all, and what I appreciated most, though, is Dr. Becker saying, do not vaccinate, you know, because there's apparently a new vaccine out for it, there's way too many of those, and they cause as much trouble for immune systems as anything else.
Yeah, because maybe, I mean, and again, it's never proven to be able to cure anything.
Right. Right. And that's not to say that initial core vaccines can't be good, but we have been over-vaccinating our animals for many, many, many years, and that practice needs to stop.
Right. I've learned of a lot of animals that have died because of it, but it would never be, you know, proven that way. Nobody's going to spend the money to prove it. Equines also, I've seen that happen. So, and, you know, you'll always hear them say, well, if it happens to one, it saved a couple of hundred, but I would not want to be the one that has the animal that has to be that statistic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I vaccinated my horse when he was younger, and but I would say for the last probably 25 years of his life, he did not have any vaccines, and he lived to be almost 34.
Mm-hmm.
Just helped a friend of mine put down her elder horse. Same story, and he was almost 36.
Wow.
Yeah, and of course, you know, we weren't putting them down because of any contagious disease.
Right.
You know, it's just that their bodies were worn out.
Right.
It was time for them to leave.
Right.
But this product that's coming is going to very much be in line here in terms of supporting the immune system and all of that.
Right, especially against inflammation. Now, I know that we've been taught over the years to think that soy is a bad word in the food industry,
mm-hmm.
and it is when it's not cultured or fermented. Regular soy is not the greatest thing for us to be taking in, like the soy milks and soy proteins and that thing, unless it's a cultured soy. Cultured soy is a completely different thing, and that is the difference and why this is going to be so super, because the cultured soy is what is what this Dr. Vijaya talks about in her book, and it talks about in order to reap the nutritional and anti-cancer benefits of soy, it must be cultured. And
I'm blown away now that I'm really even more so scrutinizing labels, you know, with this gluten-free business. There is soy in just about everything.
Right.
And now I tend to try to avoid it, because I tested allergic to it many, many years ago. But from what I learned from Dr. Pluckner is the estrogen in it.
Right.
Now,
and also anti-nutrients.
Does the cultured soy still have the estrogen in it? Do you know?
I don't believe it does. It somehow changes it
so that you're
not getting those properties. And that's the difference between it and the other. The one that we're getting inundated with is not good for our bodies.
Right, right. But so a cultured version of soy is much better.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that. Learn something new every day.
It says another benefit of culturing is that it makes it easier for your body to digest and absorb the goodness of soy.
And is this going to be for all animals of this product when it comes out?
At this point, we're just probably going to do it for the dogs first.
Okay.
I'm not sure about the cats at this point. We still have to do some more research and information on that and speaking with the doctor. But what we're also, because the product that's out for people, the Jiva that I had mentioned before, that also has the turmeric in there. And that's the product that really helps with tumors and things like that.
Yeah,
it's the cultured soy, the curcumin, and the turmeric. And that is a super product that's really been helping a lot of people. And we want to bring it to the animal world to help the animals. And we were also thinking about, and this is, again, still in the thinking stage, about also putting in the healing mushrooms.
That, I think, is a phenomenal idea. Because I know that mushrooms can be very incredible in healing, especially with cancers and stuff.
Right. So although we can't say that word on any of the labels or any of the information because it's kind of taboo, but nutritionally speaking, it is something that people need to be aware of, that products like this do exist and they can help.
Now,
use it the right way like anything else.
How long do you anticipate before this canine product will be available?
We're just kind of in the infancy on it right now. I mean, the Jiva product for the animals is already done. It's just a matter of getting labels, packaging, that kind of stuff. That's kind of the stage that we're in right now. So I'd say within the next month.
Wow. And do you know what it's going to be called?
Nope. I don't know if we're going to have the Jiva name on it or it's going to be a different name for the animals.
We
don't know that yet either, but people can stay tuned, giving us a call or looking at our website.
Well, and of course, you could always let me know, and then I can share that.
As soon as it's out there, as soon as we have it perfected and it's ready to go, you'll be the first person to know.
Yeah, because you know what? That I would put that in my best good news about animals section.
Yeah.
Would be any new product that you create, because
definitely.
It would be great news for the animals. So you just let me know, because it was before the next time we have you on the air. Now, before we change subjects, anything else you want to say about Nupro?
Just that it's the best stuff out there, 23 years running, next year.
It is, and so check them out, folks.
And it works.
www.nupro, N-U-P-R-O, supplements, with an S, .com, or give a call to 1-800-360-3300. Now, before we run out of time, Janice, just because you are such a knowledgeable horse person,
right?
And I've just been blown away over the years when we've chatted on the air about how deep your knowledge goes, and you know there are very few horse people that are more knowledgeable than a racehorse trainer, and of course that's what you spent many years doing.
Right, because a lot of people that just do competition, but not on the scale of racing. When you're on the scale of racing horses, and I primarily did the harness horses, the trotters and pacers. Mm. I dabbled a little bit with the thoroughbreds, but I mainly did the trotters and pacers. It's because these animals have to be highly trained, number one, highly motivated, number two, and you have to keep them very sound. That's pretty much the third thing. No hoof, as they say, soundness, no horse. And if you're out recreationally riding your horse or you're just jumping or doing, small little shows or competition, it's not on the same scale as having that animal out there at breakneck speed every week and training as hard as they do. These horses jog on a daily basis 5 to 6 miles, and then on training days, they go 3 miles, and then they go a fast another mile. They come in and rest. They go out and they go another fast mile. They come in and rest, and then they go out and do another fast mile. So they can go up to about 7, 8 to 10 miles in a day just training. So these animals get a lot of muscle work.
Yeah, and of course you've related your story as, you know, being in love with horses from being a young child. I share the same thing. I grew up in the city as well, but I was horse crazy for as young as I can remember. And I went, my mom drove me out to a stable a couple days a week for riding lessons and all of that. But because of your great knowledge of horses and so forth, there is a news item in the news this week that I think is pretty significant, and I wanted to get your take on this. And the title of the article that I'm looking at is Conference Report Urges Restart of Horse Slaughter. It says advocates of horse slaughter as a way to manage populations, particularly on reservation lands and fragile grasslands, were cheering passage of a conference report on an appropriations bill for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. For the first time since 2005, the bill does not contain a rider preventing the USDA from providing inspections of horse meat for human consumption. So basically what this is saying is that there is an effort in Congress to bring back the slaughtering of horses.
But it's not for Americans, because it's over 70% that people do not want to eat horse meat here.
Exactly.
So it will be for shipping out. And the articles that I've been reading, again, if you want to get to the horse racing industry or even any industry that deals with horses, it's not policed by the FDA, because these are not animals for human consumption. So these animals have a lot of toxicity in them. They're given bute, which is a painkiller, similar to aspirin.
And that's a heavy-duty drug.
It is. It's also a carcinogen. You got all kinds of stuff. You have steroids. You have dewormers. You have ointments that we put on their legs. I mean, there's a lot of things that you do, which is not harmful to the animal, you know, the animal itself. But I don't think you want to be consuming these things, because these things get into the bloodstream. And now they're not policing these animals, and they're finding that there's a very high toxicity in these animals that they're shipping out. And, you know, not that I feel anybody should be eating horses, so to speak, but I mean, it's not very good for the people that are paying high prices in these European restaurants for these toxic horses.
Yeah, and it's not just the fact that the horse meat is shipped off to other countries to eat, that we don't eat it here, but I think for most activists and horse lovers, it's the cruelty involved in the transportation and the slaughter itself. Really pretty despicable on the way these horses are treated. But then also, you mentioned something to me that I wasn't even aware about. They say that of course, bringing back horse slaughter in this country is going to help manage the horses and protect the fragile grasslands and reservation. And you had something to say about these, you know, the government land that is used for cattle and so forth, and of course the cattlemen are upset about the wild horses out there.
Right, and that's, I think, a big part of it that you don't hear about. It's not so much that there's too many wild horses. For me, I don't think there can ever be enough wild horses in our country. That's where they should stay wild, and that's where they should be. They're a thing of beauty. It's part of our culture. It's a part of who we are.
I wonder about that, too. Then why is the BLM, and why are they collecting all these horses and keeping them in the corrals all over the place? And why do they want to kill them all?
I think a lot of it is because they want to use the land for other things, and the horses are in the way. Not so much the cattle and sheep industry and those industries, but you also have a lot of minerals out in those rocks, and the mineral industry needs a lot of water, from what I've read, to process and run their machinery, and they need to take that water away from the horses, and then the horses won't have the water. So instead of having a bunch of horses that are dying from thirst and dehydration, they'd rather just ship them off. But the problem is the way they do it with helicopters. A lot of these horses, by the time they get to these pens, they're worn out. They've been overrun. They have broken bones. They're sick. Feet, you know, foot problems, all kinds of stuff. It's not even done in a humane way.
Yeah, that's the first I had heard about this collecting minerals and stuff off the lands, that there's a lot of water needed in the processing or the mining or whatever it's all about, and that the horses drink water that they need for these processes. And
right.
So it's get rid of the horses so they don't drink the water. Well,
uh-huh.
how come we don't know about that?
Just another thing that gets covered up.
Jeez.
But these are the things that reports that have been sent to me from people that I know that have been, you know, like, this is what's really going on. But, you know, these things never get reported because it's always like nobody really, it's not like it doesn't make a big story. So your reporters aren't picking up on it. You know, they might mention, oh, you know, hey, they're slaughtering horses or they're running these horses off the lands. And then everybody says, oh, that's a terrible thing. And then it just goes away. But nobody seems to be doing anything about it because it's not a big story.
And so what do you think about all of these wild horses, the Mustangs, that are just sitting in big corrals and pens around the country?
Yeah. And there's something else that I was even reading here. They're talking about people a lot of now because of the way the economy is, and it's happening here in New Jersey, too. People are bringing their horses to the sales, and when they don't sell, some of them are just leaving them tied up and walking away because they can't afford these animals. So if they can't slaughter these animals, nobody knows what to do with them, and I don't know. It's getting to be a big problem, but the horse slaughtering is not something that should be going on because it's not something that we should be doing with horses. These animals need to be taken care of as well as any dog or cat.
You know, some of the advocates for starting up horse slaughter again in this country are saying, you know, kind of taking it away didn't really created more problems because since we couldn't slaughter horses in the states, there are still horses that people don't want, can't afford, they need to be slaughtered. So now they're trucking them, down to Mexico or something. And it's even a more a cruel and abusive process for the horses than it was before. So
right,
it's really kind of like a catch-22.
It really is, because it's saying that it's not a solution. It says here that horse slaughter makes people afraid to sell their horses to anyone for fear of them ending up in the slaughter pipeline and therefore increases neglect and abandonment. And it goes on to say even Kentucky Derby winners such as Ferdinand have ended up on someone's dinner plate in a foreign country. I didn't even know that.
Wow. That's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah. That's incredible that the amount of money that horse made, that horse owner couldn't find it in their heart to give that horse a home for life.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy. So I don't understand. There's been horse owners that I've had through the years that when a horse just couldn't race anymore due to injury or other situations, and they just say, well, you know, hey, get rid of it. And it's like, well, what do you mean get rid of it? Do you want me to slaughter it? Do you want me to sell? I mean, what do you mean get rid of it? Well, we're just not going to pay the bills on it anymore, so you do what you want to do with it, you know, things like that. And that happens a lot, too. I've always found homes for my horses, either as riding horses, or actually one was still a stallion, and he went to upstate New York to a small little farm, and this guy takes very good care of him, and he bred some, you know, some homebred mares, and the guy has his own little thing going there. But I've never, ever thought that if this horse gave me his all, even though I didn't own him, he gave me his all, did what he had to do on the track, how could you just then abandon him when he's not useful anymore?
Well, you know, that's, you know, I had my damn boy, Yankee Doodle Danny, born on the 4th of July. He was mine from the moment he popped out, and he did get old enough that we couldn't ride anymore, but there is no way on this heaven and earth that I would have parted ways with that horse. He was with me until he left that body and was almost 34 years. Now, there were some times that I didn't eat as well as he did, because it was costly to house him, but I found a great special one. I had to move back in the city to take care of my elderly father with dementia after my mom passed away, but I found a nice retirement farm in our old neighborhood for Dan, and, you know, I don't regret one second of that. And I'm kind of appalled because, you know, when people heard that, gee, you had him from the day he was born and you had him till the day he died and almost 34, nobody keeps horses that long. They're almost like a disposable commodity.
It's a pretty big animal to dispose of, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, it's not like you can dig a hole in the ground and, you know, just throw them in there. I mean, it's a problem. And, again, the way the economy's going and people can't afford these animals, I don't know what the solution is, but I just know that any animal, when I was training horses, that was left that to its own devices and that the people didn't want it anymore, I've always found homes for it, whether, again, it was for a riding horse or for a companion for another horse or whatever. I found homes, and believe me, it was money out of my pocket. One horse, it took me 6-7 months before I can find a place for this animal. I didn't have my own property to keep it on. I had to pay store rent, and I had to pay to feed this horse, but I found a home for him.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Kind of leads me into next week is the last Sunday of the month, and that's always Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. And one of our regular rescues that we support every month is All Breed Equine Rescue up in Marysville, and they do a fabulous job because they take any horse, and even the elderly ones, and if you can't afford it, they help you. They take them, and what they do then, though, is their very best to rehome them. And a lot of these older horses make great pasture pals for single horses because, you know, horses are group animals. They like to be in a herd.
Right, herd mentality.
And so some of these competition horses, when somebody just has one, it's really nice to have a companion.
But oh, absolutely.
They have seen a major increase in the horses that are given up since the since we don't slaughter them in the country anymore. But
yeah.
You know, I've got to say, we are almost fresh out of time, and so we're going to have to save the rest of our discussion for the next time, Janice.
Okay.
And because it's always, you are a great talker. I love spending time with you, and of course, the new Pro products are so phenomenal that we just can't hear enough about them. I want to make sure that everyone knows to check out the new Pro products. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on the new Pro link on the homepage, or go directly to www.nupro.com. And if you want to talk to a real person, if you have questions, call them at 1-800-360-3300. That's 1-800-360-3300.
I would like to wish everyone a very, very happy, safe, and healthy Thanksgiving. And just for everyone to remember that it is giving thanks for living in the greatest country on the earth.
Yes. Thank you, Janice, so much. And we'll look forward to speaking to you next time. And let
okay,
me know when
you,
the
Martha.
New product's coming out.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Janice. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let me, let's see. Mike, you just got a phone call. And I did not say, whoever called, I didn't say that rhinos are extinct in the wild. The article that I was quoting out of Los Angeles, got it out of the Seattle Times. You search it. Group lists Africa's western black rhino as extinct. And this is in the wild. And the other one was Vietnam's rhino, Javan rhino, as probably extinct. So just a clarification, and you check it out. We are fresh out of time. We'll be back next week with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. We'll break out the jingle cats and start our holidays. Mike, thank you. Great second date. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.